好，早上好。
Good morning。
感谢赞美主，让我们一起来到神的殿中来敬拜他。
Praise the Lord, we can be gathered together in the house of God。
然后在我讲到之前，我先做个祷告。
We'll pray before I start the message。
天父，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你，你赐下主耶稣给我们，因着主耶稣基督，我们找到了永生的道路。我们真的是感谢赞美你，因为我们在地上已经品尝了在天的滋味，我们真的是谢谢你。我们这些罪人是吧，还够能够来到神你的殿中，还够能够有永生，这完全是你的恩典，我们谢谢你。也把下面的时间恭敬仰望在你的手上，求你保守，保守我，保守 Steve， 让我们真的是配合的天衣无缝。感谢赞美主，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿们。好，好，我今天要讲的是主内合一，荣耀天父。
We talk about oneness in the Lord and glorify the Heavenly Father。
这个我们要讲的这一章是约翰福音十七章。
We're going to talk about John chapter 17。
约翰福音十七章是主耶稣在上十字架前所说的一些话。
And this is the words spoken by Christ before he went up to the cross。
你知道他临走前的时候，他说的话肯定是很重要的，肯定是语重心长的。
And before he went up to the cross, he has said something very important。
好，我把这几章读了很多很多遍。
I read multiple times on this chapter。
然后我觉得我掌握的很不好。
I don't think I quite grasp the meaning, the theme of the chapter yet。
然后呢，我也看了很多 YouTube 录像，也看别人怎么讲的。
And I was look through many references on YouTube and something and commentary and things like that。
但是最后我自己还是尽我最大的努力，我把它照着我的思路把它写出来。
And so I just try my best and according to my own thought of a trail of thoughts, then I just put it down。
好，走反了啊。好，这个整段经文呢是有三部分。
And there are three parts to this passage。
第一节到第五节呢是主耶稣为自己祷告。
The first part is he prayed for himself。
是讲到了父子合一。
Talk about the unification, the oneness of Christ and his Father。
然后呢，第六节到十九节呢，他为他当时的门徒。也就是十一个门徒祷告。
And from 6 to 19 is to pray for his disciples, the 11 disciples.
保守他们的合一。
And so that they can be one in Christ.
然后呢，最后一个经文呢，就是讲到为这整个信徒，也就是为整个教会来祷告。
And the last part is praying for all the believers, praying for the church.
也就是保守这个整个信徒的合一。
And talk about the oneness of the whole, all the believers.
好，耶稣说了这话，就举目望天说：“父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你。”
After Jesus said this, he looked upward to heaven and prayed, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you."
说了这话是什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
其实这话就是前面的十六章、十五章、十四章。
And it's just the three chapters before chapter 14, 15, and 16.
他讲到他的就借着他，他就是道路、真理、生命。借着他，你才能到天国。
He's the way, the truth, and the life. Only through him that we can come to the Father.
然后他讲到他要去天国为我们预备什么啊
？And they say he's going to heaven to prepare for us a place.
啊，预备什么？大家想一想，大家知道吗？预备一个地方让我们去住。
He's living prepare a place for us, so can he can receive us there later.
然后他说他走了以后，他要赐下一个保惠师给我们。
And he's going to send us a helper, a comforter after he leaves.
就是圣灵。
And that's the Holy Spirit.
然后他讲完这些以后呢，他才讲到最后这个祷告。
And then the last part is after all this preaching and teaching, then he does talk about this prayer.
大家都说这个是个大祭司的祷告。
And talk about this one is the prayer of the priest.
好，他说时候到了。
The time has come.
就是要上十字架的时候。
As the time for him to go to the cross.
你知道吗？主耶稣是神差派下来的。
Jesus was sent by God to this earth.
他差派下来就是要为我们的罪死在十字架上。
And he was sent to die for our sins on the cross.
他在地上走了33年。
And he walked on this earth for 33 years.
他马上就要上十字架了。
And he's going to go up the cross.
因为他的任务要开始完成了。
And he's going to finish his commission here.
所以任务完成了，那就是荣耀的时候也就到了。
And after he finishes his commission, it's time for him to receive his glory.
你知道吗？他上十字架之前，他是最痛苦的时候。
And before he went to the cross, it's time he feel most miserable.
他的汗流下来像血一样滴下来。
And his sweat was like big drops, like blood dripping down.
医学研究就说啊，这个汗滴下来像血一样滴下来，它是他最痛苦、最极端的例子里面才会出现这个情况。
He's in excruciating pain, you know, so that when this happened.
但是他没有说他是最痛苦的时候。
But he did not say he was in a very painful state.
他说是荣耀天父的时候。
But he said this is the hour to glorify the Father.
然后他还说是天父来荣耀他。
And also the time the hour for the Heavenly Father to glorify him.
他们天和父是合一的。
The Son and the Father are unified.
好，那么这个就是他的祷告。
And this was his prayer.
他讲到父啊。
When you talk about the Heavenly Father,
我自己在想。
I thought to myself.
神有很多名字。
There are many names to God.
比如说有耶和华，有主啊，有神啊。
There's Jehovah, there's the Lord, and there's God.
但是他这里面用了这个词叫天父或者父。
But here, Jesus used the term Heavenly Father.
这个天父或者父亲对你们有什么感觉呢？
How do you feel about this term being a father?
有个亲切的感觉。
Something feel close to you.
有个家庭的感觉。
Something you feel like within a family.
昨天晚上我们去了这个叫 Andrew Plow 的这个大型布道会。
And yesterday we attended the City Fest, held by Andrew Plow.
他说他小时候父母就离婚了。
He said when he was small, his parents divorced.
他一直想，他是单亲妈妈带大的。
And he was brought by his mother.
他一直想有一个父亲。
He always longed for a father.
然后他26岁还是27岁的时候，他接受了主耶稣。
About 26 or 27 years old, he became a Christian.
这个时候他就感到那个父亲的爱在他心里了。
And he started feeling the father's love.
所以说，耶稣用这个父亲这个名称，就是讲到一个家庭。
Well, time Jesus used this term father, he talked about family.
路加福音15章讲了浪子回头的故事。
And Luke chapter 15 talked about the prodigal son.
这个浪子啊，在外面浪啊浪啊。
And this son has been wandering all around for a long time.
最后浪得不行了，就只有回家了。
And finally, he came to the end of his means. He didn't know what to do anymore, you know. So he went home.
他没有钱了。
He has no money.
没有饭吃。
And he had nothing to eat.
他想吃什么呢？
What he want to eat?
他想吃猪食。
He want to eat what the pigs were eating then.
但是猪食都没有。
And even that, you know, he couldn't find any.
所以说他就说回家吧。
And so then he talked to himself, I better go home.
他走到快回家的时候。
And before, I mean, he almost home, when he was almost home.
他看见他父亲远远的在看他。
And his father was looking far, you know, trying to see, looking for his son.
跑过来迎接他。
His father's been waiting for him to come home, so he just went over to him.
这个就是我们的天父。
And this is our Heavenly Father.
我们家啊，父亲这个形象，其实我们在家里正常家庭长大的父亲也有这样很好的形象。
And if you have this kind of image of our father, you grew up in a normal family.
你知道吗？耶稣是谁呢？
You know who Jesus is?
耶稣在这里他是讲到他是长子。
And here Jesus talks about he is the elder son.
实际上我们是他的弟兄姊妹。
We are his brothers and sisters.
他讲到这个父亲，我自己在想，他就把这个关系给我们展现出来了。
He talk about the relationship of us with the Heavenly Father.
以后啊，我们会在天上。
And later on, we'll be in heaven together.
和父亲在一起，和天父在一起。
We'll be all together with our Heavenly Father.
好，第二节就这样讲，正如你赐给他们他权柄，管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人。
For you granted them authority over all people that he might give eternal life to all those you have given them.
啊，你就是耶稣自己说的啊，你就是我自己，就是我自己。
You are?
No, 正如哦对不起啊，你是那个，我说错了啊，你就是说的天父，他呢就说的是耶稣啊。
The you is the people.
No,
the heavenly father, heavenly father, and the people is us. Is us.
好，他管理所有血有血气，就是全世界所有的人。
He has authority over all the world, all the people.
但是呢，永生呢是赐给谁呢
？But who did he give? Who does he give the eternal life?
你所就是天父所赐给他的人。
He's giving the eternal life to all those the father have given him.
什么是永生呢
？What is eternal life？
大家给我一个概念。
Evan, give me some suggestion of who what
有没有人愿意现在就回答一下什么是永生
？Anyone have anything to say that who what is eternal life？
啊，没有啊，不好意思啊。好，那耶稣自己就自己答了。
And then Jesus answered himself。
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督。这就是永生。
That they may know you and the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
好，认识你独一的真神，并且你差来的耶稣，这里讲到两个方面。
And this talk about knowing the true God and knowing that Jesus Christ whom he sent. This is there's the two aspects to this.
永生是神设定的，是由耶稣基督道成肉身完成的。
Eternal life is designed by God, and yet it's accomplished by Jesus Christ.
但是呢，也是通过神和信徒的密切关系完成的。
And also through the close relationship between God and His believers to accomplish this.
那你为什么说，哎，我要这样讲呢
？Why should I say? Why you will ask? Why should I say like this?
因为认识这个字在圣经里面有特殊的含义。
This word "know" is a special meaning in the Bible.
这个讲的是夫妻的关系。
This is the relationship between a couple.
好，创世纪四章一节就说，有一日啊，那人和耶稣同房，夏娃就发。Sorry， 对不起，那人和夏娃同房，耶稣就怀孕了。哎，那个夏娃就怀孕了，对不起啊。
So one day, Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived.
因为我讲同房，事实上他应该说是那个英文就是讲的是那人知道他的妻子夏娃。
The original language say Adam knew Eve, his wife, and this means they have a sexual relationship.
所以说认识不是光就是你知道我知道你。
So knowing is just not knowing each other superficially.
是，他是讲的两个人有密切的关系。
And they talk about a close relationship between two parties.
哦，这个怎么有这一段啊？好，约翰一书二章三节这样讲了。
In John, First John chapter two verse three says like this.
我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。
We know that we have come to know him if we obey his commandment.
人若说我认识他，却不遵守他的诫命，这是说谎的，真理也不在他心里了。
The man who says I know him but does not do what he commands is a liar.
好，这里约翰讲到认识和遵守诫命是一致的。
It's all about knowing him and following his commandments are in unified with each other.
所以说认识不是光讲，哎，我知道。
So knowing is not just say, "Oh, I know this,"
而是说我和他有关系。
And talk about we have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
那怎么样才有关系呢
？How do we establish this relationship?
是遵守他的诫命。
Is that we have to follow his commandments?
好，马太福音七章二十二节到二十三节这样讲的。
In Matthew chapter 7 verse 22 to 23.
当那时，必有许多人对我说：“主啊，主啊。”我不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗
？Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?
我就明明的告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去。
Then I'll tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evil doers.
还是说，我从来不认识你们。
And Jesus told them, "I never knew you."
我从来和你们没有关系。
I've never have any relationship with you.
这个就是哈。但我看了一本书。
I read a book.
啊，很多年以前。
many years ago.
这个人叫 Jim
Baker. And this guy's name is he's a pastor, and his name is Jimmy Baker.
他是电视传道人。
He's a televangelist.
哦，他让很多人信主。
He led many people to Christ.
然后这是为很多人施了洗。
And he baptized many people.
Yeah. 最后呢，他因为犯了奸淫罪。
Finally, he's found to commit adultery.
然后呢，因为这个奸淫罪呢，他就查出他有贪污的行为。
Also have a lot of corruptions in his organization.
他大概坐了五年监狱就出狱了。
He was in prison for 5 years.
然后他写了这本书。
And he wrote this book.
这个人是说我错了。
I was wrong.
哎，他在讲啊，他读到上面那一段经文。
And he read the passage above that, Matthew chapter 7, this passage.
他说耶稣说我从来不认识你。
And when Jesus said, I never knew you.
他才发现。
And then he suddenly realized.
从来没有仔细地读过圣经啊。
He never read the Bible carefully.
他就是讲道。
He just preached.
真的没有静下来讲。没有读圣经。
He never truly understand what the Bible teaches.
他才发现他这个认识这个字是这么重要。
And then he finally realized how important this word know is.
认识不是说你光是知道。
Know is not just a head knowledge. You just know something in your head.
这而且也是实践。
The Ten Commandments?
No. 就是 practice.
Oh, yeah, okay. But also, you need to practice what you know.
好，好了，第四节，我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已经成全了。
I brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you have gave me to do.
啊，耶稣在十字架上讲了一句话。
Jesus say one sentence, one word on the cross.
他说成了。
It is finished.
所以说，耶稣说：“我在地上已经完成了你所交给我的使命。”
He said, "I've accomplished what you committed me to do."
耶稣完成了这个荣耀的事情。
He has finished this glorious commission.
所以说第五节就这样讲：“父啊，现在求你使我同享有荣耀，就是未在世界以前我同你所有的荣耀。”
And now, Father, glorify me in your name, in your presence, with the glory I had with you before the world began.
在创世以前，耶稣和父神已经在一起了。
Before the beginning of the creation, Jesus was already with the Father.
耶稣就是神。
Jesus is God.
大家千万要记住，耶稣就是神。
You have to remember this. Jesus is God.
很多这个异端啊，他都说耶稣不是神，耶稣不过是一个伟大的人。
A lot of cults just say Jesus, he is not God, he is just a great man.
但是你看这里，他在创世以前就和神在一起了。
And here talk about he was with the Father even before the creation of the world.
下面就是耶稣为十一个门徒祷告。
And following he prayed for the 11 disciples.
他说：“你从世上赐给我的人，我已经将你的名显与他们，他们本是你的。”你将他们赐给我，他们也遵守了你的道。
I reveal you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word.
门徒是神所赐的，神的名已经彰显给门徒了。
The disciples were given to Jesus by his Father, and he has revealed the name of Father to them.
刚才我们讲到了个永生，耶稣对永生的定义呢是这样的。
And that's Jesus talked about eternal life, and this is the definition he gave.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识一他所差来的，这就是永生。
And he knows the only true God, and also know the one whom he sent. This is eternal life.
你看见没有？他这里面用了一个词啊，就是遵守。
And here he used the word you keep the word.
他说
obey.
门徒认识神的名。也遵守了他的道。
The disciples know God and also keep His word.
这个是标标准准的认识，这个是切切实实的认识。
And this is true knowledge of the Heavenly Father.
就好像我们刚才约翰一书那边讲的一样。
And just like First John talk about.
这里面讲到门徒和他有关系。
And talk about this relationship between the disciples and Him and Jesus Himself.
好，第七节讲到，如今他们知道，凡你所赐给我的，都是从你那里来的。
Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you。
这和前面耶稣给出的定义，认识神和你所差来的，完全是一致的。
And this is a unified in unity with the what Jesus said about eternal life, knowing Him and know whom He sent。
我是你所赐的，哎，我所有的都是你赐的，都是从你那来的。这里讲到，父也讲到了，子也讲到了。
It's all about whom you give me to talk. So here includes the Father and also includes the Son, Jesus Christ.
中文是这样讲的：如今他们知道，凡你所赐给，凡你所赐给我的，都是你从你那里来的。
And in the word in the verse 7 talk about now they know that everything you've given me comes from you.
啊，但英文就很好，它是 know。但是如果是我们把这个知道把它变成认识，那就我觉得就更好了。如今他们认识，哎，认识到那就更好了啊。
The Chinese seems like it's on a more superficial say knowing something, yeah. Instead of having a relationship.
所以说我这里面很喜欢这个英文的这个圣经啊，讲得很清楚。
So the English Bible expressed the relationship better.
好，第八节叫因你所赐给我的道，我已经赐给他们，他们也领受了，又确实知道我是从你那里来的，并且信你差了我来。
For I gave them the word you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me.
好，哎。他们这里面又讲到，他们确实知道。
And here say they know definitely.
他们确实认识到。
They definitely
呀，对不起啊，这个中文就是把用认识两个字就更好了啊。好，你说，你看，我是从你那里出来的。
I came from you.
你差了我来。
You sent me.
哎。这个耶稣又把他的定义又重复说了一遍。
And he repeat this definition of his relationship between the Father and the Son again.
所以说他这样来讲耶稣和他的门的啊，耶稣和他门徒的关系。
He used this way to talk about the relationship between him and his disciples.
所以说这是强调。
And this is emphasis.
好，第九节。
In verse 9.
我为他们祈求，不为世人祈求，因为却为你所赐给我的人祈求。因他们本是你的。
I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours.
啊，耶稣确实在世界上呢，他来到世界呢是为世人啊，是为了全世界的人。
He came to this world for all the people in the world.
因为约翰福音三章十六节这样讲，啊，神爱世人。
And because in John chapter 3 verse 16 it's all about for God loves the world.
啊，就是赐给我一下就忘了啊！神爱世人
，and God loves the world，
怎么讲的
？and He 甚至将他们，
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们
，and He also gave His only begotten Son，
让一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that who believe in Him will not perish but has eternal life。
神是为世人所死的
，and God died for the whole world。
但是神这个耶稣啊，但是呢，他是为信徒祷告。
But he prayed for his followers.
他不为这个非信徒祷告。
Not for the
从这个里面讲。
Not for the unbelievers, but he prayed for the believers.
好，第十节。
In verse 10, he talked about.
凡是我的都是你的，你的也是我的，并且我因他们得了荣耀。
All I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and glory has come to me through them.
这个里讲到。神和耶稣是合一的。
It's all about Jesus and the Heavenly Father; they are one.
因为耶稣因为让这个门徒得到永生，所以说耶稣也得到了荣耀。
And because these disciples have eternal life, and Jesus is being glorified.
好，十一节，从今以后我不在世上，他们却在世上。我往你那里去，圣父啊，求你因你所赐我的名保守他们。叫他们合为一，像我们一样。
I will be in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I'm coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them from the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one.
耶稣要去天上了，但是门徒呢，却留在地上。
He'll go back to heaven, but his disciples will still remain on earth.
为什么门徒要留在地上呢
？Why did they still remain on earth?
耶稣要让他们在世上。做什么
？What did Jesus want them to do on this world?
做光做盐。
We want them to be the salt of the world and the light, to be the light of the world.
所以说，门徒在地上还要继续完成耶稣的使命。
And they need to accomplish what Jesus committed them to do.
耶稣求天父以耶稣基督的名保守他们。
And Jesus prayed that they'll be protected under His name.
所以让信徒合一。
That all the believers, all the disciples can be one.
就像父与子。圣父圣子合一一样
It's just like the oneness of the Father and the Son
好这么合一呢我也讲一个里面的例子
I'll give an example
这个在他十一个门徒里面有两个门徒
And among the 11 disciples there were two disciples
一个门徒呢是叫西门是奋锐党的西门
And one is Simon of the Zealots
这个奋锐党呢又叫匕首党它相当于是打击罗马帝国的那个游击队员一样
It's like a guerrilla fighting with the Roman Empire so Sometimes they're being called a dagger party or dagger club
他说他有一个匕首啊你如果是这个罗马人我就杀你
And they have a kind of a dagger in them and then every time you see a Roman they might kill them
还有一个人呢叫马太他是这个税吏为罗马帝国收税的汉奸
And there's a tax collector, Matthew.
所以说这两个完全是不搭边的。
And these two seems like nothing to do with the Jesus' commission on earth.
这个呢，这个西门是要推翻罗马政府的。
This Simon, he want to turn over, mean that against the Roman government.
这个税吏呢，这个马太呢，是为罗马政府服务的。
And this Matthew, he works for Roman government.
这番他们的理念完全不一样的。
And their philosophy and life philosophy is totally different, opposite ends.
但是他们还是合一的。
And yet they are still united under Christ.
为什么？因为耶稣教导他们合一，他们就合一。
Because Jesus taught them to be unified, to be one, so that's why they listen.
好，十二节。
In verse 12.
我与他们同在的时候因你所赐我的名保守了他们我也复位了他们其中除了那灭亡之子没有一个灭亡的好叫经上的话得应验
Why was with them I protected them and kept them saved by that name you gave me None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction so that scripture would be fulfilled
好这个呢耶稣在世上已经保守了这些门徒的
Jesus has protected and kept them
耶稣已经他的这个 track record 还是他的这个背景很好的
They have a background check
Well Jesus said so Jesus said so 所以说耶稣说、哎、我在原来做的已经做得很好但是 我说、啊、我以后要保守你门徒就信相信他因为他被他过去他做得很好
，and Jesus told them he'll protect them and the disciples believe him.
呀、yeah, ，因为确实他原来是这样做的
，and he has been doing this all along the way.
啊，只有一个人没有保守
，only one was doomed to destruction.
那人是谁呢
？And who is that guy?
Judas 啊，就他了，嗯，
Judas,
好，我们就不花时间在犹太身上，犹大身上了。好，现在我往你哪里去？我还在世上说这话，是叫你们心里充满我的喜乐。
I'm coming to you, but I say these things while I'm still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them.
哎呦，耶稣要让这个门徒充满喜乐。
Jesus wants his disciples to be full of his joy.
这个喜乐不是属世的，是属天的。
This one is not the secular happiness, you know. It's the world, it's the heavenly joy.
然后呢，喜乐和快乐一不一样呢
？Is joy and happiness the same thing?
快乐是以环境为转移的。
Happiness depends on your situation.
啊，你的这个环境好，你就快乐。
By the time you're in good shape, then you're happy.
但喜乐不是这样的。
But joy is not like this.
你环境不好，还是心里还是很喜乐。
Even though you don't have a good environment situation, you're still happy. You're still joyful.
好，以后大家不要说生日快乐啊。
So don't say happy birthday.
哎，说生日喜乐。
啊，生日。So it's a joyful birthday.
啊、哦，我是开玩笑的啊。好，这只是一个玩笑啊。所以说，就是我们真的是要喜乐。
So we need to have the joy of Christ in us.
我已将我的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
I've given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I'm of the world.
耶稣说，他将神的话，就是神的道，赐给了门徒。
Jesus said, I've given them your word. That's God's word.
这个神的话是什么意思呢？
What's that mean by God's word?
我觉得这个耶稣在里面有一个，就是文字上稍稍有点，就是有点游戏，文字游戏，稍稍有一点啊。
It seems like there's a word play by Jesus.
神的道就是耶稣自己。
God's word is Jesus Christ himself.
因为说道就是神。
道就是神。The word is God.
所以说耶稣这里面既是说，既是说神的道，神的话语赐给你们了。
I've given you God's word.
也是说我把我自己也赐给你们了。
What it means is that I give myself to you.
好，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
And the world has hated them because the world hated me first.
好，我们看十五节。
And let's go to 15.
我不求他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离了恶者。
My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one.
基督教是如是的信仰，不是远离红尘的出世宗教。
Christianity is integrating with the world around us.
啊，你不用在山上去修行。
And you don't need to get yourself out of the society, out of the community, you know, to live alone by yourself.
你不用在这个洞里面住上十几年。
And you don't have to live in a cave for years.
你也不用在菩提树下静坐默想。
You don't have to sit under the grape.
菩提树我也不知道英文怎么讲。
Yeah, you don't have to sit under the vine, you know, and meditate for years.
基督徒是世界上的盐，世界上的光。
Christians are the light and the salt of the world.
所以说我们既在世上，但是又要脱离了恶者。
Well, yeah, we are in the world, and yet we are out of the world.
好，这里面耶稣又讲到，他们不属这世界，正如我不属一样。
It's about they are not of the world, even as I am not. I'm not of it.
啊，他这个就重复上面这个十四节的。
It's just a repeat of the verse 14.
好，十七节他这样讲，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
Sanctify them by the truth, your word is truth.
所以说神的道可以让我们能成圣。
God's word can sanctify us.
你每天读神的话语，真的是可以让你心越来越干净。
And by the time you read God's word every day, your heart will be cleansed.
因为你认识到自己的罪越来越多了。
You know more about your sins.
好，所以说呢，你的道就是真理。耶稣说，神说，耶稣这个父啊，你的话语就是真理。
It's about God's word is the truth.
所以说，我觉得这里面耶稣可能又有一点那个文字上的这个游戏啊。
There's another word play here.
这中文说的不太好 ，word play， 但游戏好像有点轻描淡写一样，但不是这个意思啊。但是中文就这样讲的。好，所以说你的道呢，就是你的道，就是耶稣就是真理。实际上，耶稣也在说他自己就是真理。
What Jesus tried to say is he is the truth himself.
好，他说使他们成圣，成圣是什么意思呢
？What does he mean by sanctifying？
啊，成圣呢，就是说为了特殊的目的分别出来的。
And for a specific purpose and goal, you separate yourself from the world.
这是第一层意思。
And this is the first layer of meaning.
第二个呢，就是越来越圣洁，越来越像耶稣。
The second layer means that you have become more and more holy, and so you are more and more like Jesus Christ himself.
好，耶稣这里面又讲到了，你怎样差我到世界上，我也怎样差他们到世上。
As you have sent me into the world, I've sent them into the world.
这句话没不用讲哈，我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣。叫他们也因真理成圣。
For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified.
好，这个呢，耶稣需不需要他成圣呢？他自己成圣呢？
Did Jesus need to be sanctified?
其实耶稣已经很圣洁了。
As a matter of fact, he is holy himself.
刚才我讲了，这成圣有两层含义。
Talk about sanctified has two layers of meanings.
一个是分别为圣。
One is that you separate yourself from the world.
一个是越来越圣洁。
And one is you truly become more and more holy like God.
所以说耶稣在这里讲分别为圣，是说他是到世上来，他是专门为神所用的，是分别出来的。
And Jesus was separated from the world, and he was sent by God to accomplish what he was sent to do.
所以说，他希望他的门徒也是这样。
He hoped that his disciples would follow his examples.
好，耶稣下面呢，就是最后几节经文呢，是为他的所有门徒，就是教会来祷告。
And the last few verses of Jesus' prayer for the whole church.
好。我不但为这些人求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
My prayer is not for them only, the disciples. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message.
对呀，因为他们的这个通过当时门徒的话呢，信了耶稣的人，就是我们这些在座的所有的信徒。
And we thought for all those who believe, you know, through the words of the disciples, like all of us here.
使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在，也使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
It's the next verse, next slide. Okay.
哦，对不起。
That all of them may be one, Father, just as you are me and I am in you.May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
他叫门徒信而合一。
He told his teach the disciples to be one in him.
然后他说我们要在他们里面，也是父和子，圣父和圣子都要在我们里面。
And so the Father and the Son also be among us and in us.
叫谁相信是你差了我来了。
So that they, the disciples may know that you sent me.
世人。
The world,
世人相信
，so that the world may know, may believe.
因为门徒的这个见证太好了，世界上不信神的人都说：“哦，耶稣是神差来的。”
It seems like that the message too unreal that they might not believe. So that then Jesus said that the world might believe that you've sent me. Jesus sent them.
你看他这是用了世界，世界不是讲的门徒啊，他说世界因为门徒。相信了 你想一想这个见证有多大
The world may believe through the disciples and you see how great a witness is this one
你所赐给我的荣耀我已经赐给他们使他们合一像我们合一一样
I've given them the glory that you gave me that they may be one as we are one
所以说神把荣耀给我们他一个目的就是让我们合一
God gave us the glory so that we might be one
我们再看下面我在他们里面你在我里面使他们完完全全的合而为一叫世人知道你差了我来也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样
I am them and you and me so that they may be brought to complete unity then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them and even as you have loved me
完完全全的合而为一
complete unity
你看完完全合而为一这里面耶稣又讲到了叫世人知道你差了我来
and then he repeat the same sentence again that the world will know that you sent me
这个见证多大
and this is a great testimony
然后他又说了
and then he repeat again
也知道你爱我他们如同我爱如同爱我一样
and that they may know that you love them even as you have loved me
不光是说这个世人知道哦神差了耶稣到世上来
not only that they know that God sent Jesus to the world
神也爱这些所有的信徒
and God loves all his followers
世人因为神门徒的合一就羡慕这样的爱羡慕这样的永生
And the world will long after this love because of the unity demonstrated by the disciples, by the believers.
所以说，在另外一节经文里面讲到，就是说，你们若彼此有相爱的心，众人就认出你是我的门徒了。你们是我的门徒。
Passage say that if you have the unity in Christ, that the world may know that you are my disciples.
好，这是再讲一个合一的见证。
And talk about another examples of unity.
好，没了啊。这个就是保罗和彼得。
And this is about Paul and Peter.
彼得呢，他是啊，可能是这个他核心人物啊，就是耶稣有三个门徒。
And there are three disciples. Among the disciples, there are three of them.
啊，彼得是其中一个。
And among these three of them, Peter is one of the three.
但是呢，彼得呢，受有一做了一件事情不好呢，受到保罗的斥责。
And one thing that Peter Peter has done something which is against God's word, you know. So it means that so Paul directly rebuked him.
啊，他呢，彼得原来呢和外邦的信徒一起吃饭。
And he originally he ate with the foreigners, with the Gentiles believers.
啊，对，但是呢，他又怕那些犹太纯犹太信徒呢。他怕他们，所以说呢，他就当保罗去的时候呢，他就不敢和外邦信徒一起吃饭。
And yet at the same time, he's afraid of those believing Jews. So that and when Paul came with Gentiles, and he just tried to shy away and separate himself from those Gentile believers.
因为犹太人不和外邦人一起吃饭的。
Because according to traditions, the Jews they did not eat together with the Gentiles.
所以说很多犹太的信徒呢也不和外邦的信耶稣的信徒一起吃饭。
So the Jewish believers they also separate themselves from the Gentile believers.
这是不对的。
And this is not right.
本来彼得要一起吃饭的。
Originally they ate together.
但是外邦这个犹太的信徒来了以后呢，他就装假就不敢一起吃饭了。
And then, but when these Jewish believers came, Peter retreated himself, withdrew himself from the Gentile believers.
保罗就说他在装假。
And Paul said, "You are a hypocrite."
中文就说装假，英文讲的更强烈一点。
The English is a stronger word.
好。但是呢，你看彼得又怎么说呢？
And what did Peter say?
彼得在彼得后书这样讲到。
And Second Peter, Peter mentioned like this.
我所亲爱的兄弟保罗。
My dear brother Paul.
哎呦，如果我被别人骂了，我可能很难说出来，那个人还是我亲爱的弟兄。
If I get rebuked by that guy, I may have holding a grudge against him.
但是彼得没有这样。
But Peter did not behave that way.
所以说我们就可以看到这个门徒合一啊，就信徒合一啊，是真正的了不起的。
And so this is something really astonishing, you know, that about amazing about the unity of the believers.
好，然后十四章二十四节，父啊，我在哪里，愿你所赐给我的人也同我在那里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀，因为创世以前已经爱了我。
Father, I want those who have given me to be with me where I am, and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you love me before the creation of the world.
所以说这里讲到这个耶稣求神一件事情，就是他信徒和他同在。
Jesus asked God of one thing that the believers might be with him.
啊。好，再来下一节。公义的父啊，世人未曾认识你，我却认识你，因为这些人也知道你差了我来。
Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me.
这些人就是这些所有的信徒啊，十一个门徒以后的那些所有的信徒。
And talk about the world, you know, those who followed Jesus' departure.
这里面也有讲到永生了。
And talk about eternal life.
知道你差了我来。
They know that you sent me.
知道认识到你差了我来。
And they know that you have sent me.
认识你是独一的真神，认识你所差的耶稣，这就是永生。
Knowing that you are the only true God and knowing the Son you have sent, this is eternal life.
耶稣这里面又再一次用了他那个概念。
And Jesus used the same concept again.
好。我已将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们，使他们所爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。说使你所爱我的爱在他们里面。
I make you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them, and that I myself may be in them.
所以父爱子的爱，父爱圣父爱圣子的这种爱，也会在门徒心里。
So the kind of love the Father has for the Son also being the kind of love that He will have bestowed on the believers.
所以说呢，有了这样的这个爱在信徒里面呢，那肯定就是有合一的了。
And by the time we have this kind of love in us, definitely we will have the unity.
所以说呢，我总结一下。
So I just summarize it.
耶稣为所有的门徒祷告。
Jesus prayed for all the believers or disciples.
然后呢，他说，神已经赐给了他们的永生。
God gave them eternal life.
神给他们永生呢，就是要他们荣耀父神。
And gave them eternal life so that they can glorify the Father.
神给了他们真理。
And God gave them the truth.
就是要他们合一。
And that they might be in one.
在主里合一。
The oneness in Christ.
在主里合一呢，就让世人看见这个耶稣是神差来的。
And they have to unify in unity in Christ that the whole world might believe that they are from God. From
然后呢，世人也知道父神爱我们所有的基督徒。
And he know that Father loves all the believers.
所以说世人就羡慕。
And the world will be admire and desire after them.
这样我们就可以荣耀天上的父。
And this will give the glory to the Heavenly Father.
好，我祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你今天借着孩子的口来讲，主啊，真的是求你保守，刚才说错了一两句话，主啊，真的是求你赦免。主，我们知道信主信神。和信你所差来的基督就是永生，认识神，认识基督就是永生。主啊，我们真的是要真正知道认识，认识就是遵守你的道，是遵守了你的道才能这有永生。主啊，认识你不光是头脑上的概念，认识是行为上来遵守你。主，愿我们每一个基督徒都能够来认识你，来遵守你的道，和你有密切的关系，然后我们就可以活出合一的生活来，让世人看了羡慕，来荣耀你。感谢赞美主，奉靠主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。